Hey guys, so I'm recording this to talk about GoFundMe. Now before I get into GoFundMe, I want to tell you about a story I just read online about a woman who couldn't afford a pair of shoes for her daughter, couldn't afford the ones her daughter wanted. So the employees at the Payless she was at bought the shoes. What did this woman do? She went home. Went on Facebook. Which, by the way, must cost, you know, for your internet, must cost at least $15 a month. If not more. So why don't you just worry about that? Worry about your shoes and not about Facebook. But anyways, this woman went home, jumped on Facebook, wrote how nice the people were. Oh, the people at Payless are so sweet. They bought my daughter her shoes. Yep, they bought her shoes. But thanks to her Facebook post, now people asked her, can you create a GoFundMe page so that we can donate to your cause? So we can help you live your life? Well, go screw yourself. I can't stand it. It's frustrating and annoying. I'm going to be honest. I was going to do this one at one point. And if any of you guys listen, if any of you guys that are listening that saw this post, I was going to do a GoFundMe page for something that I wanted to get for myself. It was selfish. It was stupid and I didn't do it. And anyone who creates a GoFundMe page for my kids, for my family, how about you get a job? How about you do something with your life? That'd be like me. Like, working as hard as I do, I work hard, I do my job, I don't make a lot of money. I make enough money for myself. And it'd be like me going and saying, I'm blind. I'm going to create a GoFundMe page so I can get extra cash in my pocket. Oh, my daughter can't live the way I want her to live. So I'm going to create a GoFundMe page. Yeah, yeah. Quiet down, you. You. God. I can't believe how far we've come. How stupid it is. How dumb it is. With people on their GoFundMe pages and shit. Oh. And I see this at least once a day. A GoFundMe page has been created for the victims of the fire. Oh my God. Sorry, I know I'm annoying, but I just can't stand it. That's not what GoFundMe was for. And if it was, shame on them. We're overfunding people, and that's enough. Enough is enough. Oh, I want to move my restaurant next door, so I'm going to create a GoFundMe page, and people will donate to me so I can move. Yes, this happened in my town. A woman wanted to move her store two doors down, so she created a goddamn GoFundMe page and said, I spent all my money on operating costs and I can't move. So what? You don't move. That's the way it works. You don't move. You can't afford it, you don't do it. You can't afford the shoes, you don't get them. You do with what you got. I suppose the fire thing is a little much. I mean, I suppose GoFundMe would be good for that. You know, rewinding a little bit, calming down for a second. You know, if someone had a fire in their house, maybe that would be right. You know, that's the right time to donate. Because they've lost everything. But it's these goddamn people who are out there, who are living their lives as best they can. All of a sudden, they're giving all this money. I can't wait. Because it's going to happen, by the way. The government's going to come in and say, tax that. Tax this, tax that, tax this. Can you imagine how much money the government's probably losing? Now, I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm not saying GoFundMe is good. Like I just said, GoFundMe is not good for most of this stuff. But the government is losing way much money, a lot of money on this. So eventually, I guarantee you, eventually, the government will start to tax GoFundMe. You can laugh at me all you want, but when they realize how much money they're losing, how much money they can gain off of GoFundMe, they'll jump right in. Because you can make so much money in a short amount of time. Now, GoFundMe for me should be used for inventions, just like Kickstarter, and tragedies. Like, I'm going to rewind again and say the fire thing. That was uncalled for. I will say that right now. Perhaps fires or floods or something where you lose something that you had. You would donate, sure. Sure. But these people, like I said, that my daughter, I couldn't afford these shoes for my daughter, so these people stepped in and I got on my $15 a month internet or $30 a month internet and posted on Facebook just to make sure that the whole world knew how happy I was. There's no appreciation anymore. People do this for attention. Get online. Oh, the employees at Payless were so nice to me. They did all these things. And then look, somebody inevitably says, oh, you should create a GoFundMe page. So the person creates a GoFundMe page and they get thousands of dollars. Hi, Amy. What are you doing, Amy? Linsky. What are you doing, baby? Are you laying in the sun? Good girl. Yeah. Anyways, that's it for me. See you later.